Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
And welcome back. Well, we're trying to get fit for summer, and we've got Sean Cadillo joining us on the line at the minute. New You Total Health. How are you, Sean?
I'm fabulous, thanks. How are you?
You would be fabulous. You're in the business of looking fabulous.
Yeah, look, getting fit and healthy, there's nothing better than that, getting out there and improving your health and fitness and enjoying the outdoors. We live in a beautiful country to be doing it, so there's really no excuses, is there?
There really is no excuse. But look, if you're looking around and winter's coming to an end, you might be looking at yourself in the mirror going, oh my goodness, I need to do something about this body. So what can we do to start to get fit for summer?
The simplest thing we can do is probably start thinking about drinking lots more water. Not enough people drink water, and it's fabulous for keeping us well hydrated, giving us lots of energy, and also helping us lose weight if we need to. So that would be step one. Mm-hmm. Step two would be to focus on lots of incidental exercise. Treat movement, any additional movement we can do as an opportunity rather than a burden. So taking the stairs instead of the lift, or when doing the shopping, park at the end of the car park and walk into the shops. Simple things like that can make a big difference. Mm. If you have a young family or you have pets or animals, try and spend as much quality time with them outdoors, running around. Kids and animals generally love to play games and play races with everything, so you can always increase your general activity that way. Another good thing to do in terms of structured exercise would be to involve yourself in group activities, whether that's a sport or a walking club or a running club or a bike club or something like that. Often having that social activity is just good for the soul in terms of human beings connecting, but it often provides extra motivation and accountability. And often people can end up having a lot of fun whilst they're exercising, which is another good distraction. So it's a bit of a win-win.
Yeah, and now let's go a little further. We're driving into the car park at our local supermarket. What should we not be putting in our trolleys?
Again, try and keep things simple here because there's lots of things we should and shouldn't. But if you try and think about it in terms of low HI or low human intervention, so when we're selecting foods, try and select foods that look like they did naturally. Try and stay away from highly processed goods, you know, fruits and vegetables in their natural forms, some good quality meats. Again, keeping it simple with that focus of low human intervention. That's probably the best, simplest strategy to take on board, I think, this summer. Again, combine that with lots of water, mm-hmm. and I think you're well on your way to you know, losing those extra kilos, finding the hidden six-pack and getting rid of the
tuck-tock. and lots of walking's good as well, isn't it? Doing some really long sort of walks, you know, 7 or 8 Ks.
In fact, there's a lot of research now suggesting that it's not all about crazy exercise in one stint. The key is to inject small amounts of just general activity more often throughout the day. So walking is fabulous, whether it's one big chunk or whether it's even 10-minute spurts throughout the day. Just trying to do a little bit more here and there is very, very important. It makes you feel good, clears your head, and great for weight loss and great for general health.
Thanks very much, Sean. Sean Cadillo there from the new You Total Health, and looking healthy this summer. For more details, jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.